right now it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right around now during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Next month, they're renaming themselves Community Works. Right now, though, still PTA Thrift Shops. The Whole Foods Plaza being renovated right now, but the thrift shop is open with regular hours, all stocked up for fall and the holiday season. I can vouch for that. I was there earlier today, so head on over and shop and support this great organization. Joined in the studio by Aaron, AJ Johnson, and Allie Evans to help us out with Kids Q today. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Good. I'm enjoying the air conditioning. Although I was outside, I always do like a lap around the mall before I go on the air just to kind of ramp myself up. And maybe I'm crazy. In fact, I probably am. I didn't think it was that hot today compared with like other days when the humidity was higher.
Well, yeah, that's now official. You're nuts.
I'm crazy, right? Yeah.
I think it's the lap that makes you crazy.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
there are days.
Like, hype ourselves up in very different ways.
That may be true. How do you hype yourself up?
Not with a lap in 97 degree
today
weather.
Today, I'm a little tired, so I've combined the lap with coffee, so I'm coming at
it's
hyping
a lot of
myself
hot
up.
Should have just doubled the coffee.
A whole
of
bunch
stuff.
Of different angles. Yeah, they are too. Yeah, you're right.
It's
I am crazy.
Strategy.
This is not a good sequence of decisions that I made. All right. Are y'all ready for Kids Q?
Yes.
All right. Everyone, get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you could swim in any liquid, what would it be and why?
Jello.
Jello?
Because Jello.
Like unset Jello? Because set Jello is not a liquid.
Are we really going to do this?
Yeah, we are.
It's Wednesday.
Look, Victor's not here.
It's
Someone
hot.
Has to be the victor.
It's Wednesday.
Someone
it's
has
hot.
To nitpick the question and the answer.
Yes.
All right. Yes, someone has to nitpick the question and the answer?
Yes.
Or like, yes, unset Jello.
Yes.
Like just liquid Jello.
Yes.
Done. All right. Because it's Jello?
Yes.
It's always Jello no matter
yes.
what. All right. How about you?
I was hoping you were going to give a full explanation.
Expound
so I had
on
a
why.
A little bit longer.
Expound on why I would swim in Jello.
Yeah.
Including set Jello.
Yes.
Because I'm counting that as a liquid.
Okay.
Because I can.
Because you can.
Yeah,
all right.
That works.
That works.
Oh, the look. Big man.
All right. I'll go next if you're not ready. If I can swim in any liquid at all, like I can, like I'm assuming from this question that I am capable of just diving in and swimming in it and getting out and being unscathed, lava, which
Ooh.
Is a third hot thing. But
yeah.
if you can do that and emerge unscathed, then you've got bragging rights forever.
Wow, you just really ruined the ending of Lord of the Rings.
Well, I mean, if I'm Gollum, sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with, since it is so hot and I am sort of an ice queen, whatever.
So don't say ice because according to this one, you can't pick things that are solid.
I'm not going to say ice. At least you're acknowledging that Jello is not a liquid.
That's true.
I did not acknowledge
that.
I just said you can't swim things
that
are solid.
I think that was an implicit acknowledgement.
No,
what you're talking about.
I'm going to go with whatever the opposite of a hot tub is. So like hot tubs can go. Yeah, but like. It, to where you enjoy it. Like, hot tubs can go up to a certain
right.
degree where you're not going to, like, you know, burn up in lava.
Yes.
And I want to know, like, I want to be in sort of, like, the icy, frothy, sort
right.
of like a basically a big
so like the
frozen
opposite.
Swimming pool.
Martini?
So
like, I don't know.
You're
like,
a
there's,
martini.
Like, ice chips floating. That's what
oh,
I'm swimming
wait,
in.
Oh, wait. No, I'm changing my answer.
No, you stole narwhal from me a few weeks ago.
Oh, that's true,
and I
yeah.
haven't been in here since
sorry,
because
sorry.
You steal my answers.
So I think the opposite of a hot tub is like a cold bath, right? Like if you're like an athlete that gets done with a game and they're relaxing in a cold bath, like that's what I think of.
Yeah.
But like
maybe not like
in...
all the way to where like it's fully ice, but
yes.
just like cold enough that it feels really good, like the opposite of a hot tub. And
okay.
maybe there are some like icy frost rising from the waters.
I've got a response, but AJ...
I will say that that is a concept that is not new. I mean, after all, ancient Roman baths had a cold room in them.
Yes. That's true.
See? Kids
yeah.
Q, not always ridiculousness. Sometimes it's educational.
I used to go, I grew up in Michigan, and we would go up to the Upper Peninsula, like the upper tip of the Upper Peninsula, and we would swim in Lake Superior,
mm-hmm.
which was like 50 degrees
yeah.
even in July, and that might be where you want to be.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Do you like how AJ gave Jell-O as an answer, but then claimed mine as like the history lesson, like just piggybacked onto my answer.
I did notice that, I'm okay with it. I am totally okay. Anytime we can piggyback off of something and turn it into a random history lesson with like a random fact that you did not expect to get until like 5 seconds before you got it, I'm good with that.
And it's not even Thursday, and Scott Washington's not here today.
There you go. It's only going to get better from here. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag #KidsQ. Allie, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.